The current job market situation is probably enough to scare the pants off you. I mean, it doesn't help that the news media are talking about yours becoming a lost generation. A generation whose careers are irretrievably blighted already, and that's before you even left the education system. Okay, it is pretty bad, but there is an awful lot that you are not being told and which you really ought to be told. If only because you would realise then that there's not nearly so much to be scared of as you might imagine. And in this blog, I'm going to do my best to boost your hopes, but I'm not going to do it by trying to trivialise the challenges you are going to face. I'm going to give you some strategies that you can apply right away, because no one is going to be able to stop you, not even your pet whale. But let me begin with a story. Every year, well, except this one, I attend a careers fair at the Three Counties Showground in Malvern. Employers have trade stands at the fair, and the stands are usually manned by senior executives. Schools bus their Year 7 to Year 10 students to the event from all over Worcestershire. Now, there are no job vacancies being promoted at this event, because if the exhibitors did have any vacancies, none of the students attending would be qualified to apply, would they? I mean, even the oldest ones are still a year from sitting their GCSEs. And that begs a rather obvious question, doesn't it? What is in it for the exhibiting companies to be there? Why would senior executives feel that the best use of their day is to attend an event where they're not going to meet a single person who's qualified to apply for any job vacancy they might have? Now, the answer is simple. They are on the lookout for talented young people who they can get on their books and with whom they hope to build a relationship, even though not one of the students they meet is old enough or good enough to be in anybody's team yet. See, some of those students are going to leave the event having been invited to have breakfast with company chief executives during the half-term holidays. Those business people are acting in much the same way that football talent scouts go about their job. I mean, you can bet your life that the stars of today, players like Ronaldo or Messi, were on somebody's books long before they were either old enough or good enough to be in anybody's first team. Their talent was probably noticed around age 12. The students who were invited for breakfast will continue to have regular contact with business managers for as long as both parties want the relationship to continue. And that could be for as long as 4 or 5 years. So, when a job vacancy comes up and the student is now about to qualify, a phone call is made that goes something like this. Hi, am I speaking to Lauren? This is Barry Jackson here. I'm phoning to let you know that we have a vacancy in our research department, and we think you would be the ideal candidate. But would you like to apply for the position? You would. Excellent. Now, Lauren, I am authorised to tell you that, subject to a satisfactory interview, the job is yours if you want it. Now, there are a number of things I want you to take note of about this situation. The first is, there are no other candidates. I mean, Lauren is it. Lauren is not faced with 50 other candidates that she has to beat to get the job. Lauren is it. And the job offer is not dependent on what exam grades Lauren achieves. The reason the job is hers is because the company have known her, built a relationship with her, perhaps over several years. The reason Lauren is it is based on knowing just how good she is. I mean, I'm sure you've heard the expression, it's not what you know, it's who you know. But that's not quite the whole story either. It's who knows you. Now for some other things you need to know, and which you are most unlikely to be told at school or even university. You need to know all of them, and some of them are really cool and pretty exciting. First of all, well over 50% of jobs are filled without ever being advertised. Now, when I share this in school classrooms, almost every student asks me the obvious question, why are we not being told things like this? I mean, you cannot develop a strategy for accessing the unadvertised job market if you don't even know it exists, can you? But you see, companies don't hire by making random phone calls to people who just happen to be called Lauren. The relationship begins long before Lauren is either old enough to apply for any job vacancy, and in any case, she's not qualified either. But you see, this is nothing new. Savvy employers have been adopting strategies like this long before the COVID outbreak. Academic qualifications are not top priority when assessing who they want to nurture as a potential future employee. And that is why it is utter nonsense to suggest that your whole career is in jeopardy if you can't sit the usual exams. If you are good, employers will be trying to find you long before you would be sitting your exams. Make it easy for them to find you. Announce yourself to them. If you can get yourself known from age 15 or younger, the corona crisis will be over long before you need a job. I mean, even the most pessimistic forecasts suggest we are going to have a vaccine by the end of next year, probably sooner. You have got time. Time is on your side if you begin young enough. Now, getting on someone's books requires persistent effort. It is going to lead to more rejections than invitations, and that could turn out to be extremely frustrating. But when frustration does kick in, just remind yourself that what you need, by the time you do need a job, is a minimum of one company who rates you highly enough to make the kind of call that Lauren received. Preferably more than one, but at least one doesn't sound like an unrealistic target that you can't possibly believe in, does it? And don't worry if your name isn't Lauren. Now, if you're thinking, well, yes, that sounds good, but you haven't told me how I can get on someone's books. Well, I will be covering some of those tips in later blogs, but if you want the tips immediately, they are in my book, The Job's Yours, and you can have it for £5. And that is simply to cover the costs of packaging and postage. The book itself is free. So I hope this blog has helped to give you a little bit of peace of mind. Speak to you again next time.